各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
今天晚上我们一起学习的题目是必看见神的果。
Tonight the topic for mutual encouragement is surely see the kingdom of heaven.
地球上已经有170几个国家了。
In this world, there are about 170 countries.
到底哪一个国家是全世界最好居住的呢？
Which country, to be exact, is the best place for us to live in?
很多这种的调查选举。
And there are many kinds of surveys that ask this kind of question.
有时候会选到加拿大。
Sometimes Canada would be elected to be that country.
去年全世界所谓最适合居住的城市，听说就是温哥华。
Last year, out of the survey, the best place for human beings to live in is selected to be Vancouver.
但是东西啊，都是远看的美。
But of course, when you see things from far away, it seems more beautiful.
住在里面，就可能不一定觉得这是全世界最好的地方。
But if you live actually at that place, you might not think it's the best place to live in the world.
譬如说，加拿大是全世界最好的国家吗？
So you may ask yourself, is Canada the best country to live in out of this whole world?
这里经济很难讲，有时候很高的失业率。
It's very hard to say because economy gives a lot of unemployment.
这里很难找生活。
It's very hard to find a living here.
东西又很贵。
Things are also very expensive.
没有错，这里的教育制度很好。
Of course, we can say the education system here is excellent.
但是不是每一个小孩子都可以跟得上。
But it's not all the children can go up into that pace that they offer.
如果在这里跟不上，又不能回去本来的国家。
And if you cannot have the pace that the education offers you, then you cannot go back to your own country.
有时候为了生活来了加拿大，一家人又分开。
Sometimes because of living, once the whole family moves to Canada, now the family must separate.
有时候移民就来说更多的烦恼。
Sometimes immigration will cause you even more problems.
所以这个世界没有最好的国家。
So this world, there is no country that is the best.
最好的国是神的国。
The best country, the best kingdom is the kingdom of heaven.
是神作王的地方。
Is where God is king.
我们请看路加福音第九章二十七节。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verse 27.
路加九章二十七节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verse 27.
路加福音第九章二十七节。
Gospel Luke chapter 9 verse 27.
这里主耶稣所说的，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的人，有人在未尝死味以前，必看见神的国。
Verse 27, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God.
这里说未尝死味以前。
Here it says the ones that will not taste death.
死就好像一个味道。
Death is like a taste.
听过，闻过。
You can hear it and you can smell it.
什么意思？别人死就听过了。
Death, you can hear that someone has gone through death.
参加别人的丧礼，也是闻过死那个味道。
And if you attend funerals and you have smelled death.
对，自己有一天你要尝到。
And one day you yourself will experience to taste this.
自己有一天要躺在棺材里面。
One day you will be the one that's in the coffin.
有一天别人要来送我们。
And one day there will be others saying farewell to us.
但是主耶稣所说的。
But the Lord Jesus Christ says here.
你们这些站在这里的人，就是那些门徒。
The ones that who are standing here, this means the disciples.
还没有尝死味以前，就可以看到神的果了。
And those of you who are still standing here will not taste death before they can see the kingdom of God.
这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
有时候我们信耶稣很强调将来的盼望，将来的天国都好都好。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we often believe in something that, oh, the future will be really great, the hope of future.
没有错，这是真的。
Of course, this is true.
但是是不是我们要等到离开世界，等到那个时候才可以看见神的果呢？
But is it only that when we leave this world, when we depart from this world, that we can see the kingdom of God?
不是的。
This is not so.
在主耶稣的应许之下。
With the will of Jesus Christ.
还没有尝到死味之前，也可以体会神的果。
Before you to even taste death, you can still see the kingdom of God.
什么是神的国呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国就是神作王的地方。
Kingdom of God is where the God is king.
讲完这句话之后几天？
After Jesus Christ said this a few days later,
门徒真的看见神的国了。
The disciples truly saw the kingdom of heaven.
我们今天就来查考第二十八节到三十六节。
Today we'll study verse 28 to 36.
28到36节。
Verse 28, About eight days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. 29. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as flash of lightning. 30. Two men, Moses and Elijah, 31, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. 32. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and two men standing with him. 33. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, is this good for us to be here? Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. 34. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. 35. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son who I have chosen. Listen to him." 36. When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen.
主耶稣在讲了这句话之后，八天都带彼得、约翰、雅各上山。
After Lord Jesus Christ said what he said in verse 27, he brought Peter, James, and up into the mountain.
为什么主耶稣要把这三个门徒带上山？
Why did Jesus want to take Peter, John, and James up into the mountain?
这是要给他们训练。
This is to train them.
给他们属灵的体验。
To give them the spiritual experience.
这个体验很重要。
This experience is very important.
没有错，表面上看起来他们那天都在睡觉了。
From the outer appearance, it may seem as if they're sleeping.
因为爬了一整天的山，晚上当然是累了。
Because they've hiked all the way up into the mountain, so at night, of course, they're very tired.
所以主耶稣变貌的时候都睡着了。
So when Jesus changed his figure, of course, they were all already falling asleep.
是不是睡着都没有看进去呢？
Is it when they fell asleep that they did not see this transformation?
多少有看一点。
They still saw a little bit of this.
多少有听一点。
And they heard a little bit of what they were saying.
因为在彼得啊，他老的时候写彼得前后书的时候，就提到很多年之前看到主耶稣的荣光的事情。
Because when Peter was old and he wrote First Peter and Second Peter, he wrote about what he saw, the glory of Jesus.
所以主耶稣还是给他们机会。
So here, Lord Jesus Christ gave them this chance.
不会因为说啊，你们都睡觉了，就不带你们上去了。
It's not saying that now that you guys are sleeping, I will not bring you guys up to the mountain.
就是我们白天上班很累。
Of course, in the daytime when we work, it's very tired.
有时候真的像礼拜五晚上坐在这边，有时候想很想睡觉。
And right now, you may be sitting here Friday night. You might feel very tired and want to sleep.
但是没关系。
But it's okay.
主耶稣知道。
Jesus Christ knows.
真的睡一下也没有关系。
And even if you just doze off a little, it's okay.
就算拿下去睡也没有关系。
And even if you really fell asleep, it's okay.
多少会听到一两句的。
Because you'll hear one or two words.
有些时候啊，看到一些亲人在下面睡觉，结果下来的时候，我问他，他说有啊，我听到你讲第一点、第二点怎么样的。
Sometimes when I see some youths, they're sleeping and dozing off down there, and I see them. But when I go down there and I ask them, do you know what I was talking about? They can point out all the main points.
所以主耶稣这里很强调训练的一个问题。
So here Jesus Christ clearly emphasizes on training.
没有错，这三个门徒很软弱。
Of course, these three disciples are very weak.
重要关头就睡觉。
And at the most important point, they are sleeping.
但是就是因为他们需要帮助，软弱，需要训练，才给他们更多的机会。
But it is because that they are weak and they are in need of this training that God put them, Jesus Christ put them into this training.
所以说也从来没有骂他们说为什么睡觉。
Of course, Jesus Christ would not see him here, rebuking them, saying, "Why have you all fell asleep?"
自然就会醒了。
Because naturally they will awake again.
有一天看到荣光，自己就会醒了。
Because one day when you see the glory of God, you will awake.
今天为什么有很多信徒没有办法发起热心？
Why is it that there are some members today that they're not able to have this zealous heart to work for God?
我们还没有属灵上没有醒过来。
Because we have not awakened fully in our spirituality.
没有看见神的果。
Because we have not seen the kingdom of God.
怎么看到神的果呢？
How can we see the kingdom of God?
其实在主耶稣身边有很多人啊。
There are a lot of people that are around Lord Jesus Christ.
每个人对主耶稣的看法都不一样。
Everyone had different opinions about Jesus.
有人说耶稣是以赖亚、以利亚。
Some people say Jesus is Elijah.
有人说耶稣是老师的一位。
Some people say that Jesus is a teacher.
但是我们可以看到一件事情。
But there's one thing that we can see clearly.
越靠近主耶稣的人。
The ones that are closer to Jesus.
看到的东西就越多。
The more they see.
这三个门徒，彼得、雅各、约翰。
These three disciples, Peter, John, and James.
可以是在主耶稣一生当中啊，最靠近他的几个门徒了。
You can say that these three disciples are the ones that are closest to Jesus during his time on this world.
结果最靠近耶稣，都看到耶稣变貌。
And these three that were closest to him saw the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
我们亲近神也是一样。
This is the same when we come close to God.
当我们离开神很远的时候。
When we depart from God into far off distance.
我们感觉不到来教会有什么好处。
We cannot see and we don't know why it's good to come to church.
我们打开圣经读下去也没有味道。
We open the Bible, we read, and we cannot feel and we cannot experience anything.
祷告两分钟就累了。
And we pray for 2 minutes and we're tired.
因为跟主耶稣离很远。
And this distance between us and Jesus is very far.
看不到耶稣里面的荣光。
We cannot see the glory of Jesus that's in him.
但是当一个人发起热心。
But once a person's heart becomes zealous,
被圣灵充满了。
And they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
追求神的时候。
And they're willing to pursue after Jesus.
圣经里面每一句道理他都很大的感动。
Then every single Bible truth, every verse in the Bible moves them.
一首诗歌就可以令他流眼泪。
One hymn in the hymnal book will touch them.
所以我们今天离开神有多远呢？
So how far are we far off from Jesus today?
最外围那一些吃喝耶稣变饼的人呢，还是这几位跟耶稣上变宝上的人？
Are we those that are very far off in distance, the one that take his bread and the fish, or the ones that are very close to him that's right by his side?
那我们现在来讲，到底看到神的果要看到什么才是看到神的果？
Let's talk about what is when we see the kingdom of God, then what do we actually see?
我们来看几点哦。
Let's see a few points.
第一点呢，就是看到耶稣改变了面貌，衣服放光了。
First is to see the transfiguration of Jesus, which his clothing start to flash in lightning.
29节啊，这里说主耶稣的面貌就改变了，衣服就洁白放光。
In verse 29, as he says, here it says, as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning.
主耶稣有两个面貌。
Jesus Christ has two different kinds of figure.
我们也没有，我们也有每两个面貌。
We all have two different kind of figure.
一个是外在的物质的。
One is the outer appearance.
一个是从里面出来的。
And another appearance is from within.
圣经怎么形容耶稣的外在的样貌呢？
How does the Bible describe the outer appearance of Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有时候常常看到基督书房里面有耶稣的像啊，耶稣祷告的样子，或者是演耶稣的电影啊。
We often see in Christian shops, you may see the picture of Jesus or Jesus praying, and we see movies about Jesus.
都找一个蛮帅的人 来演。
And they often find a man who is quite handsome to play Jesus.
但是圣经怎么讲呢？
But how does the Bible record what Jesus looks like?
以赛亚书53章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第二节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 2.
以赛亚书53章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 2.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。这里圣经预言了主耶稣的外在的面貌一点都不好看。
Here the Bible prophesies that the outer appearance of Jesus Christ is nothing attractive at all.
好像一个根出于干地啊，先天不足，后天营养也不良。
It's just like a root that's out of dry ground. It will not spring up to be something beautiful.
完全不好看。
It's nothing that is good looking in the appearance.
这样的样貌啊，要去电视台或者是要跟那些电影人说我要演耶稣这个样子，大概也没有人要了。
I'm sure if with this kind of appearance and you want to go play Jesus in a role, in the movie role, no one would accept you.
但是主耶稣的面貌虽然不好看。
And even though the outer appearance of Lord Jesus Christ may not seem to be very good looking.
但是他却可以吸引很多人来跟随他。
But he was able to attract for many people to come to believe and follow him.
我们今天都信耶稣了。
Today, all of us believe in Jesus Christ.
请问我们有没有看过主耶稣的样貌？
Then can you tell us, have we all seen the outer appearance of Lord?
我们都没有看过。
None of us have seen it.
但是我们可以把我们的一生交给主。
But today we are able to give our whole entire life up to Jesus.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
外在的样貌不能够很持久。
This tells us that outer appearance cannot last for a long time.
内在的样貌才比较重要。
Only the inner appearance that we have can last for a long time.
所以说这里一变貌，马上属灵的气质就跑出来了。
So right here, when Jesus Christ's transfiguration shows in the Gospel of Luke, all of his essence came out.
我们今天照照镜子。
Today, when we look at ourselves in the mirror,
也许我们长得没有像好莱坞明星一样这样的标志。
And even though we do not look like Hollywood stars, that good looking.
但是我们要想想看，我们到底有没有从里面出来的那个属灵的美啊？
But please ask ourselves, do we have this beauty of spirituality that spring out from within?
有人说我们要一个人呢，要为自己四十岁以后的样子要负责任。
There are people that say you have to be accounted for when you're age 40 and after the looks that you have.
妈妈小时候 baby 把我们生出来，每一个人都很可爱的。
And when our mother gives birth to us, when we were all babies, we all looked very cute.
但是这种可爱的气质也没有继续下去呢。
But can you last and continue to hold on to your cuteness after a long time?
有一个非常出名的画家。
There's a very famous painter.
他要画一个整个教堂的壁画。
And he wanted to paint a mural at a church.
其中呢，他要画很多的一个那个角色。
And in the picture, he needed to paint a lot of different kinds of characters.
他先画天使。
First, he drew an angel.
他想说天使要找到底长什么样呢？
And he thought in his mind, what should an angel look like?
他想来想去找不到。
And he kept on thinking back and forth, and he didn't know what.
结果在路上看到一个非常可爱天真的小孩子在玩。
And when he saw on the streets, there were children that were very cute that were playing in the playground.
他说啊，小孩子你先不要动，我先把你的样子画下来。
And he asked the child, don't move, I want to paint your looks.
把它放到壁画上面。
And he painted that on the mural.
这个画画了很久。
And this painting took a very long time.
二十年之后，差不多最后要结束这个画的时候。
And after 20 some years and almost the completion of this mural.
他画魔鬼。
And he needed to paint the devil.
魔鬼他也没有见过啊。
And of course he had never seen the devil himself.
怎么画呢？
So how can he paint this?
在路旁又看到一个样子很不好看，很丑恶，很心中很有仇恨。的一个乞丐。
And then he saw a beggar that's on the street that seemed, didn't seem very good looking and had seemed as if there was hatred in his eyes.
他说：“老兄，老兄，你不要动，我也要先画把样子画下来。”
And he said, "Hey, brother, don't move. I want to paint your the look."
画完之后，他就问他了。
And after he painted, then he asked him,
为什么你样子那么难看呢？
Why do you look so ugly?
什么变成这样子的？
What made you become this?
这个人就说：“我就是你二十年前画那个小孩子。”
And then this person told him that I am that child that you which you drew 20 years ago.
但是因为这二十年当中，他成长了，他变坏了，他心态改变了。
And because these 20 years has passed by and he's grown and his heart has changed and he has learned all the bad things.
可以从一个天使的脸孔变成一个魔鬼的脸孔。
They can change from a face of an angel to a face of a devil.
有时候我们照照镜子，我们到底像什么？
So sometimes when we look in the mirror, what do we look like?
我们照相的时候，大家都一二三要笑，笑起来那个时候就很和蔼和亲啊。
And when we take a picture and say one, two, three, smile, and that smile that you have, you seem as if it's so full of kindness and sweetness.
有没有试过生气的时候去拍拍照？
Have you tried looking very mad and to take a picture of that?
骂人的时候去拍拍照。
To take a picture of you when you're getting mad and rebuking someone.
心中很气愤的时候拍拍照。
And to take a picture when you have this hatred that's in your heart.
很贪婪的时候去拍拍照。
To take a picture of yourself when you have this greed in you.
如果可以拍下来的话，我们那个样子也不一样。
And if we can take pictures of ourselves at those situations, then our looks will be very different.
所以怎么样可以看到神的果呢？
Then what can we do to see the kingdom of God?
神的果就是我们的内心有一个改变。
The kingdom of God is when our heart actually transforms and changes.
我们来看二十九节啊。
Let's then look at verse 29.
怎么样改变呢？
How can we change this?
什么时候开始变貌的呢？
When will the appearance start to change?
二十九节。
Verse 29.
正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。
Verse 29, as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning.
要变得更好看了，并不是要抹更多的粉。
To look better, it's not outer appearance, it's not for you to put on more powder.
有时候看到那些粉很厚的人很怕，哇，那个粉真的比墙壁还厉害。
And sometimes when I see some people, when they put on heavy, heavy makeup, it's almost as thick as the wall.
哇，如果回家一洗了，就完全变成另外一个人。
And once they wash their face, they'll totally look like someone else.
要变得更漂亮、更好看，并不是外面涂进去的。
For you to look better, to have a better appearance, it's for you to take something and to put inside.
而是从里面改变的心态了，相由心生出来的。
But for you to look better on your inner appearance, it comes out from within.
我们想想看，怎么样可以改变自己的面貌呢？
Then we think to ourselves, what can we do to change our outer appearance?
如果我们没有这个属灵的气质的话，
If we do not have this spiritual essence that's in us,
我们想想看，多久之前，上一次我们很认真祷告的时候是多久之前的？
Ask ourselves clearly, when was the last time that you truly prayed really hard?
我在祷告中思考自己的时候是什么？多久之前呢？
When was the last time when you really thought and went into deep ponder and thought in your prayer?
我记得啊，我常常去很多的学生灵恩会跟神训班来讲课。
I remember I often go to many theological training seminars or spiritual convocations.
我常常观察那些学员的第一天来到跟最后一天那样子常常不一样。
And I go there as a speaker and I observe the students to see how they look different from the first day to the last day.
第一天来的时候啊。哇，那些青少年的样子啊，都是不可以惹的。
And the first day, those youths, as if you don't want to mess with any of them.
因为里面呢，有很多那种 rebellions 啊，那种反叛的东西啊。
Because they have a lot of rebellions that's within them.
他们走路的样子啊，讲话的样子啊，都是不一样的。
The way they walk, the way they talk, it's all very different.
他们眼神就告诉你，他是一块石头，你不要碰我。
And their eyes tell them that they're tell you that they're stone cold, so don't come and mess with me.
是块冷冰的石头啊，很酷啊。
And I'm very cool, and I'm just as cold as a stone.
结果过了几天之后啊，就开始祷告了，求灵恩了，得圣灵了。
And a few days later, when they pray and they ask for the Holy Spirit, then they start to change.
哇，祷告的时候被圣灵感动到哭的乱七八糟。
And when they start to pray, and then they start shed tears.
结果。得圣灵之后，那个样子就真的是变了。
After they receive the Holy Spirit, they truly their figure, their outer appearance changes.
真的变得比较像一个小孩子。
They truly become looking like a child.
所以我们看到神的果，就是看到神在我们里面真的作王。
So when we see the kingdom of God, it is when God is truly the king in our hearts.
把我们改变。
To change us.
让我们耶稣在里面做主。
So that Jesus Christ can be the King.
那么第二点呢？什么就是看到神的国呢
？The second point for what does it mean to see the kingdom of God?
就是谈论耶稣去世的事。
Is to talk about the past, the departure of the Lord Jesus Christ.
谈论主耶稣受苦。
And to talk about his sufferings.
我们看三十一节啊。
Let's then look at verse 31.
三十节开始看。
Starting from verse 30.
忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现。谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成就的事。这里他们讨论的是什么呢
？Here, what do they talk about?
他们就是谈论为了救恩，主耶稣要受什么的苦。
They talk about to fulfill the fulfillment of the will of the Lord. What sufferings does he have to go through?
为什么要把摩西、以利亚抓出来呢
？Why do they need to bring Moses and Elijah out?
摩西就是律法时代的代表。
Moses represents the era of the law.
为了把以色列百姓从埃及救出来
，In order to save the Israelites out of Egypt，
摩西受了很多的苦。
Moses suffered a lot.
他不愿意享受最终的快乐。
He was not willing to live in luxury.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。25节。
25.
他宁可与神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最重之乐。26节。
26.
他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的享事。通常人越长大，对名对利特会越来越有兴趣。
And usually as men grow older, they're more drawn by money and also power.
但是摩西相反。
But it's exact opposite for Moses.
人越长大，对于那种东西越没有兴趣。
As he grew, he had not found any pleasure in any of those things.
他感到埃及的表面的繁华，其实里面是很腐败的。
He believes that even though Egypt seemed very luxurious from the outside, but inside it is deteriorating.
他想要为神做工。
He wanted to work for the Lord.
他想要把以色列百姓带出来。
He wanted to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以他都选择要受苦了。
So he was willing to choose a road of suffering.
为神的百姓受苦。
To suffer for the people of the Lord.
不享受最终之乐。
And he was not willing to live in luxury.
为什么要把
That's in sin.
以利亚要找出来呢？
Then why did they need to bring Elijah out?
以利亚是先知时代的代表。
Elijah represented the time of the prophets.
他为了让以色列百姓不拜巴利，回转敬拜神。
In order for the Israelites not to worship Baal and to turn over back to God.
他也受了很多辛苦。
He also suffered a lot.
甚至被耶洗别追杀。
And also he was being Bathsheba, he wanted to kill him.
所以我们来想一个问题啊。
So therefore we can ask ourselves this question.
到底圣经里面的人物。
The people that are in the Bible.
被神所用的。
The people that are used by the Lord.
保守信仰的。
The people have kept their faith.
到最后可以进天国的。
Those that who can enter into the kingdom of God in the end days.
到底哪一个从来一点苦都没有受过？
Which one of them have not suffered any?
从头到尾很顺利。
Have good life all from the beginning to the end.
有没有这种人？
Is there such person in the Bible?
好像没有。
I don't think so.
相反的，越责任重的，越亲近主，越为主做工的，有时候受的苦反而更多。
On the opposite side, when we look at this, those who have suffered the more than others and who have done more work for the Lord, the more glory they receive in the end.
为什么呢?
Why is this so?
并不是神很愿意他们受苦啊。
This is not because the Lord wanted them to suffer.
而是魔鬼会阻挡。
But it's because the devil would stop them. Satan stops them.
请看《使徒行传》第十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传第十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传第十四章
Acts chapter 14、
我们请看第二十二节
Let's look at verse 22
使徒行传第十四章二十二节
Acts chapter 14 verse 22
这里说坚固门徒的心劝他们恒守所信的道又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难
22 Strengthening the disciples, encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said.
保罗去传福音的时候
When Paul went out to preach the gospel,
传了福音有人相信了
When he preached the gospel, there are people who did believe.
结果有人用石头把他打
And there are people who stoned him.
打到以为他死了
They stone him until they think he's dead.
拖到外面去了。
And they drag him outside.
结果他们醒过来，又去别的地方传福音。
And once they wake up, they still go out to another place to preach.
传完之后，又回到被用石头打那个城市。
After they preach other places, they return to the city which they were stoned.
就是这样的打不死的信心啊。
This is the kind of faith that cannot deteriorate.
保罗这样怎么跟他们讲呢？
Then how does Paul tell them here?
我们进入神的国啊，必须经历许多艰难。
They tell them that in order to enter into the kingdom of God, you must face many kinds of hardships.
我们不要以为说，哎，我们受了洗了，从今天开始一切顺利。
We cannot think that because we have been baptized in the church now that from now on all our life will be a smooth sail.
什么都很美满。
Everything will be very wonderful.
身体一定很健康。
And will be very healthy.
事业一定很发达。
And will have very good careers.
信仰恒一守住。
And will keep our faith.
并不是的。
This is not so.
相反，我们会遇到许多的艰难。
But on the contrary, actually will face many kinds of hardships.
这什么是神的国呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国就是在艰难当中，主耶稣给我们力量。
Kingdom of God is when we are in times of hardship, Lord Jesus Christ gives us its strength.
在艰难当中，我们可以分担。
In times of hardships that we can bear this burden.
我在想一个问题。
I often ask myself this question.
为什么要把摩西、以利亚找出来跟主耶稣讲话？
Why do they need to bring out Moses and Elijah to talk to Jesus?
难道主耶稣不知道要发生什么事吗？
Do you think that Jesus does not know what is going to happen to him?
主耶稣是知道的。
Jesus Christ knows.
但是为什么要请他两位出来要跟主耶稣讲话呢？
But why they have Moses and Elijah come out to speak to Jesus?
我想有一点非常重要的。
I think there's an important point here.
告诉我们一点。
It tells us of this point.
我们有时候自己的苦难不能自己担当。
Sometimes our bitter cup and our hardships we cannot bear ourselves.
我们要把心胸放开啊。
We need to open up our hearts.
我们要把我们的重担拿出来别人帮我们一起来分担。
We need to take down our burden and to give to others to help you take this.
今天为什么那么多忧郁症？
Today, why are there so many people that are in depression?
就算连信主的人也可能有忧郁症哦。
Is that even though when they believe in Jesus, they still may face depression?
为什么那么多精神的问题？
Why are there so many people who suffer different kinds of mental illnesses?
这跟我们现代人的压力很大的关系。
This has to do with the pressure of the people of today.
社会的速度越快，压力就越大。
As society moves in faster pace, pressure is also adds on.
人越来越多，挤得越来越密，但是人与人之间的关系越来越远。
Even though population grows more and more people live in one area, but the distance between these people seems to be actually further.
所以有时候我们自己的重担，我们说，哎呀，我自己这是我的事，我自己承担就好了。
Sometimes we may say to ourselves, "This is my own burden. I'll just bear it myself."
不用跟别人讲。
I don't need to tell others.
不用跟先生讲，不用跟太太讲。
I don't need to tell my husband. I don't need to tell my wife.
不用跟父母讲，不用跟儿女讲。
I don't need to tell my parents. I don't need to tell my children.
更不用跟教会弟兄姐妹讲了。
And of course, I do not need to tell the brothers and sisters in church.
这是我的事啊。
Because this is my own matter.
就是我不光彩的事情啊。
This is something that is not glorifying.
讲给别人听，别人会笑我。
And if I tell other people, others may laugh at me.
所以在别人面前，我们的状态很刚强。
So in front of others, we may seem very strong.
其实里面我们却很脆弱。
But inside, we are just as fragile.
我们这个重担压得很重。
This burden has great weight on us.
但是连主耶稣都给我们这个榜样。
But here, Lord Jesus Christ gives us this role model.
他将要面对这个十字架。
Before he faced the crucifixion of the cross.
但是他要讲。
He wanted to say.
他不断跟他的门徒讲。
He not only wanted to tell his disciples this.
其实我觉得主耶稣很孤单了。
But I really truly believe Jesus actually felt very lonely.
为什么要把摩西、以利亚找出来？
Why did he need to bring out Moses and Elijah?
跟这些门徒讲，他们听不懂啊。
Because if he did tell what he actually felt to his disciples, they would not understand.
只会睡觉。
All they would do is sleep.
但没关系啦。
But it's okay.
好，摩西、以利亚，我们一起讨论神的话语。
Moses and Elijah, we can all come to discuss words of God.
所以当我们可以在主内互相的鼓励、互相的关怀的时候。
So in church today, if we can encourage one another,
就是神的国来到了。
This is the time when the kingdom of God has come.
平安并不是什么事情都没有发生了。
Peace is not when nothing is happening.
而是发生的时候，我们有互相的支持、互相的关怀，我们心灵会很平静。
But actually, peace is something when something does happen to you, but you can still find this peace within your heart.
讲完之后，主就可以下山了，继续他的工作。
And after they have said this, Jesus Christ can go down to the bottom of the mountain and begin the fulfillment of the will of God.
这样来看回来，路加福音第九章。
Let's then turn back to Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
啊，神的国啊，这里是什么啊？
What is the kingdom of God?
我们来看33节啊。
Let's then look at verse 33.
啊，那么快讲完的时候，彼得就讲了啊，老师啊，我们这边真好啊，可以搭三座棚啊，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。请读。
Verse 33. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
结果啊，他却不知道自己所说的是什么。
But actually, he did not know what he was saying.
啊，有时候我们自己讲东西，自己都不知道。
Sometimes when we say what we say, often we don't know.
啊，但是呢，这个讲法到底好不好呢？
But is this good how Peter says here?
啊，所以说没有理他。
Jesus Christ did not even thought about what he was saying.
没有理他。
And he didn't even reply to what he said.
这个不是神的旨意。
Because this is not the will of God.
上来变帽衫，并不是为了留在上面来看荣光。
To come up to the Mount of Transfiguration is not only to see the glory of God.
真的搭了棚，你就不愿意下来了。
Because when you have actually built shelters, you would not want to come down.
变帽衫是得到力量之后下山去传福音。
This Mount of Transfiguration is so that once you receive this glory of God, that you're able to go down to the bottom of the mountain and to preach.
所以神的国是什么呢？
So what is the kingdom of God?
这就带来第三点了，就是说我们要看到神的工作。
Then it brings up to the third point, which is we need to see the work of God.
我们不要把我们自己放在很舒服的这个环境之下。
We should not place ourselves in a very comfortable zone.
主耶稣把我们召来进入真教会。
Lord Jesus Christ has invited us into this true church.
并不是说啊，我们每个礼拜我来这边坐一个小时，礼拜六坐两个小时。
It's not so that we can come on Friday night to sit for an hour and 2 hours on Saturday.
啊，唱诗祷告很喜乐。
And to pray and to sing hymns brings me great joy.
不单只这样而已啊。
It's not only this.
我们是要下山去受苦的。
We need to go down to the bottom of mountains to suffer.
我们要下山去把福音传出来的。
We need to go down to the bottom of mountains to preach out the gospel.
我们不是躲在这里聚会而已。
We cannot just hide in this chapel and to listen to sermons.
六月二号，这是我们的这个接济的布道会了。
June 2nd is our spiritual evangelical service.
我们要开始想这个问题啊。
We need to start ponder about this question.
我带谁来听道理？
Who will I bring to attend?
我要救谁的灵魂？
Whose soul I want to save?
现在开始，每天都为这个事情祷告。
From today onwards, you need to start praying for this.
六月二号，我一定要带一个人来听道理。
June 2nd, I need to bring someone to come.
不然的话，我到空战地图没有结果了。
Or else I gain nothing.
所以我们要下山。
So therefore, we need to go down to the bottom of the mountain.
神的果是什么呢？第四点。
What is the kingdom of God? The fourth point.
最后啊，只听耶稣的声音，只看耶稣一个人呢、啊。
Which is to only listen to the word of God and to only look at Him.
神的果的王就是耶稣。
The king of the kingdom of God is Jesus.
我们不要看别人。
We should not look at any other person.
摩西很伟大。
We know Moses is very great.
他也有软弱的时候。
He also has his times of weakness.
他有发脾气的时候。
He also has his time when he temper overcame
him. 神叫他说吩咐磐石出水，他却打磐石打到自己都不能进迦南地。
And he hit the rock and the water came out. This incident led him that he was not able to enter into the land of Canaan.
以利亚很有能力。
Elijah had great powers.
也有求死的时候啊。
But he also have times when he asked for death.
这人算什么？
So what is man?
不能说哇，我是传道，我很刚强。
You can't say that I'm a preacher, I'm very strong.
我是执事，我是长老，我永远没有软弱。
I'm a deacon, I'm an elder, I have never faced times of weakness.
我信主三十年，从来没有离开道理。
I believe in the Lord for 30 years, I've never strayed away from the truth.
没有一个人可以保证自己。
No one here can guarantee.
求主怜悯而已。
We can only ask for His mercy.
所以我们来到神的国。
So today, when we have entered into the kingdom of God,
只看耶稣一人。
We only look at Lord Jesus Christ.
如果有一天来到教会
，And if today when you come, if one day you come to church,
会堂都是空的
，And the chapel is empty,
只剩你一个
，Only you're there.
你还要来吗
？Do you still want to come?
如果我说我要来，因为我要来看耶稣。
If you say yes, I do want to come because I want to come to see Jesus.
你就看到神的果了。
Then you have seen the kingdom of God.
如果所有你的亲戚朋友都离开了主了。
If all your relatives and your friends have departed from the Lord.
但是我还说我要来。
But you still say I still want to come.
因为我要看耶稣。
Because I want to see Jesus.
我来教会我来看谁呢？
Who do you want to see when you come to church?
我要看耶稣。
I want to come to see Jesus.
愿神的果临到我们心里。
May the kingdom of God all come into our hearts.
唱诗482首。
Let's all sing hymns 482.